Today's episode of Coins and Combos is dedicated to the chaos that was CBEX. From wild Twitter takes to approximately 1 trillion naira gone like air, we're diving into one of the most audacious Ponzi schemes Nigeria's ever seen in a while.
And as always, we're not just talking vibes, we are getting into the real stuff. What the regulators were supposed to do, what they actually did, and would anyone actually get their money back?
Yep, licensing, compliance, public statements, and a legal deep dive into what the Investment and Securities Act says about Ponzi schemes.
So, if you've been tempted by doubling your money in 2 weeks, or you know anyone who is waiting for April 15th, this one is for you.
Let's get into it.
Okay.
What's good, hustlers and dreamers? Welcome to the Coins and Combos podcast, the show where startup drama meets real talk.
I'm Books, here to spill the tea on who got funded and what businesses are making big moves.
And I'm Ella, your go-to for the behind-the-scenes scoop into the startup world.
So buckle up, folks.
Grab your coffee, your water, your juice, or whatever it is you drink.
Settle in and let's get into Coins and Combos.
Ready to roll?
Plug in. Hi, folks. Welcome to another episode of the Coins and Combos podcast.
Welcome.
It's been an interesting one with you. We've done how many episodes now? This is like our third episode. So it's really interesting to see how far we've come also on this journey with you all. So I would just get right into it this week. Ella, how was your week? What did you do? What were you up to this week?
My work week was, it wasn't regular, but you know, so we had like a team retreat where we usually strategize for the year, and it was fully on site. It was an exciting one, but obviously it was serious work. And then you have your regular work. So it was just a thing of juggling, being in person with your teammates, and also, you know, catering to what you had to do for your clients. But overall, it was a great week. Not much. I don't really want to go into the details of the retreat. But yeah, it was a fun one. How was yours?
My week was just, I don't know. It was just a really easy week for me, to be very honest. I don't know that anything exciting happened, unlike other weeks. This is like one of those lazy weeks where you're just lying around. I would say that early parts of the days, like from the morning till like afternoon, I'll just be lazing around. Then my brain starts to function heavily in the night. So it was a thing of working from, say, like 8 p.m. till like 3 a.m. and then sleeping and waking up. And I just didn't feel like myself this week. But we move. I mean, there's no stopping. And at least we have interesting things that happen in space this week. Interesting for everyone, you know, because people lost money, Nigerians lost their money and all of that, but it's just interesting to see these kind of things coming up again. You know, the whole Ponzi scheme, CBEX thing that happened. Funny stories, you know, CBEX was not just another random scam. It was like, you know, they had office spaces, and someone was saying, I just like saw a random tweet that, you know, your circle is good, something like when you don't even know what CBEX was about, because I did not know about this scheme. I did not know anything about CBEX until there were issues now coming up about people losing their money. And then it was trending on X, formerly Twitter. So I was just like, what's going on here? What's CBEX? Ella, when did you find out about CBEX? Did you know about it before the news came?
I was about to echo everything you just said, because I'm like, the first time I heard about CBEX was when I heard the news. And I just, my big question is, how do these people just, it's just like a rebranding as far as I'm concerned. It just keeps coming in different names over the years. And I'm hearing, like, the amount of money I heard that Nigerians have lost from, like, 2016 with the whole, was it MMM or something?
There was MMM. Now, there was Rack Selling. It's unending. Because there was a tweet I saw. I mean, this guy listed out some of the Ponzi schemes that Nigerians had lost their money. So I'm trying to pull it up. It was just a lot.
Yeah, they were
a lot. MMM 2016, Ultimate Cycler 2016, Get Help Worldwide 2016, NNN Nigeria, Money Riot 2017, Swiss Golden. I don't even know these things.
I don't know the people money.
Did you ever fall like victim of all these Ponzi schemes at some point in your life?
I've never. And it's a thing of, I try to reason with why a lot of Nigerians fall for it. I can very easily blame it to like the economic hardship, but
everything blamed on the economy. Sorry to cut you short, but 2016, at least people say 2016, the economy was not as bad as. So why is it that we had over 10 Ponzi schemes that people still fell for in 2016?
So,
the same thing happened in 2017.
I think my opinion on this is that with everyone, they get better. And I don't know that, because I know Nigerians are not really gullible. So I don't know why they let themselves. I know that the most demeanor towards this thing is like, it might be a scam, but I'm just going to go in and get my money out as quickly as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Just to get the best out of it while it's still running. But I don't know if greed takes over. I don't know if, you know, when you've gotten your first money out and you're like, this is great. Okay,
yeah.
Put this back in. And that's the thing about Ponzi schemes. They are very, they give a lot of dopamine rush. You're like, oh my God, I can make this kind of money this quick.
Yeah.
So it's a very risky place to be in. I don't know why we keep falling, because I know Nigerians are not gullible. I know we're not easily...
We are like one of the smartest
one of the world. Exactly. In terms of emotional
I don't know smartness. Where this...
So it's... And the thing is, I think with everyone, it gets better. Like, look at it now. CBEX knew that when they are coming out, they want to have a name that has an affiliation with like a... Should I say like a valid entity?
Yeah.
Than Beijing.
And China...
China Beijing Equity Exchange. They know they want to have physical offices so people feel like they can track them. They just come out with better services or better illusions that make people feel like, okay, they are trustworthy. I don't know how many bells we need to ring to Nigerians to let them know that if you're thinking that you can make 100% ROI within a space of months, and if there's anything that locks up your investment in a way that you can't get your money out until you bring more people to invest, there's no way it looks, there's no, it doesn't even sound right.
Mm-hmm.
But in an effort to be like empathetic, I honestly know that the past year has been the most difficult financial time for Nigerians. And a lot of Nigerians would have sought to double their income in any way that they could, because the cost of living has just been insane. Right?
Yeah.
So I do empathize with the fact that a lot of people were, and you know, we are hearing it everywhere on Twitter, all over your social media, you need to be investing. There's a lack of education on what actual investing is. Like, am I supposed to be doing something that gives me on that gives me 100% ROI this quick? There's also the lack of education. So I think that those are where the issues come up, is the fact that there's not enough education on the average Nigerian and how to go about actually investing. There are a lot of, I personally, even if it's just agriculture investment on, what's this called? On PiggyVest. Those little things. Like, at least you know your money is secure. Give your money, honestly, give your money to a brand. You know that's this one. I will have peace of mind in my pocket.
It's not even about brand. Check also, are they licensed? These things are important. It's not just for decoration or branding or whatnot. Check, are they SEC licensed? Are they CBN licensed? What are they doing exactly? Do they have the right licenses to carry out these core services that they are saying that they carry out? Stuff like that. What's it called? I'm sorry, I was like, this podcast cannot go without me mentioning these tweets. It just took me off. You know that one that came out and they're like, I don't want to mention the lady's name, but the one that made it really blow up on the internet when she came out and she was like, CBEX is still working perfectly fine. Just that you can't withdraw till April 15th. Stop spreading fake news. Stop giving people heart attack. And I'm like, everybody's like, this one is still
delusion.
Trying to test what's going on. But that's how these things work, because they were literally still waiting till April 15th for their money to come out. From things that I've been seeing on X also, that their dashboard was showing stuff like zero, but then they're trying to refund them or push the investment returns into wallets or something. It's just really like funny dancing around issues. When it looked like they were going to get a lot of money from it, they're quiet about it, and now see, they are crying about their money, and that's when everybody knows about it.
I do feel like it's a repetition. I don't know if it's just how I perceived it, but MMM and all the other ones, I think Loom was even more recent.
I don't even know what Loom is.
Oh my God.
You know, CBEX claimed to be a, like, they were like AI investment, and then that they had affiliation with China. Like it was like a government-run equity platform, and they had affiliation with China, Hong Kong authorities. Do you know that China and Hong Kong authorities actually had to come out
to say that they have no affiliation with them?
Around February and April, they came out and they had to denounce any link with the crypto exchange. God, funny thing is that this CBEX was operating under what we call ST Technologies.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried to check the CAC public registry for this ST Technologies company, but I don't see anything about them. But people are putting out stuff that they even had their SCOMO certificates, and they were properly incorporated under the CAC. And I'm like, what's going on here?
Did they show you a fake, let me not say fake, but falsified CAC that you didn't go to verify? The CAC public search function is working, and every Nigerian with internet.
You know that when you're carrying out your due diligence in some instances, and you put out a name on the public registry, if you don't put out the exact name sometimes, it doesn't still pop up. It's just like when you're trying to register a business now, and you try to, reserve a name. You'd have checked on the public registry, for instance, just to check that, you know, the name has not been used. But when you try to reserve the name, sometimes it comes up as, oh, it has been used.
Mm-hmm.
Public registry itself, I don't think it's as effective as it should be.
I think overall, I think there's like maybe a 10% gap. And it's usually for companies that are registered that weren't put up. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying that if you search up the name and you are coming on the internet to say, it's actually registered. It means it popped up when you did your search. Is that not so? Nigerians like to be blissfully ignorant in terms of they showed you a certificate you didn't think to verify.
CAC. I don't think CAC has any business in this discussion. Anybody can incorporate a company. Anybody can lie about stuff. And, you know, I mean, my own point is, are they licensed? It doesn't make sense that some people are trying to blame CAC and say, oh, they don't do their due diligence well.
It's not their problem. It's not.
And I'm like, it's not CAC's problem. Let's actually even get into what CBEX is. Do you want to give us a bit of context so that people that are listening that don't understand what CBEX is have, like, you know, some context before we continue with our bands?
Okay. What is CBEX? CBEX, the meaning, a abbreviation of the first letters of China Beijing Equity Exchange, is supposed to be like a digital asset trading platform, and it's mostly started, you know, coming up and people started knowing about it in 2024. So there is an actual China Beijing Equity Exchange, and they don't have any affiliation with them. The exchange has already come out and said that they have no affiliation with them. So essentially, it's like the average Ponzi scheme, where it's like tiered, where you make your investment and there's like a 40 to 45 days locking period before you can withdraw your money. And it's usually dependent on how many more people you can bring in to invest and then mm-hmm. get your ROI, right? So it's just the looping of funds. It's essentially a remodeling of what we've seen over the years in terms of like Loom and the MMMs that we know. But I think the reason most Nigerians trusted CBEX is because of the, you know, Chinese Beijing affiliation, the fact that they said, you already mentioned it, books that, you know, it's... So I think that's it. So the issue that arises is that sometime last week, a lot of people said that their account balances on the app dropped entirely to zero. And
yeah.
CBEX came out essentially just saying that, you know, they are trying to readjust the money and giving some excuses, and they will get their money, or they will see their actual balances by, 15th of April? And some people had to eat the harsh reality that, yes, this money might be gone.
People were still in disbelief. Was still in disbelief up till, but continue. I'm so sorry.
No, because that's the thing now. When that large amount of money disappears in your face, you have to delude yourself. So that's honestly, that's essentially it. They noticed it was that April 15th. Most people now came out and acknowledged that okay, the platform has collapsed.
And also, after the whole thing happened, and you know, people were just throwing their bants around. Then later they said that looting is ongoing now at CBEX office.
Honestly, people went to CBEX office in Lagos.
Was that thing for?
They went there.
Saw pictures, but because of a lot of deep fakes, and I don't know what to trust these days, but they really went there to look.
No, there's no need to deep fake it. Nigerians are highly motivated to go there. There is really no need. They locked all their Telegram channels. They were using... So the thing is, when you're coming online on social media to give explanations that don't tally, that don't make sense with the principles of dealing with people's money, that is when you will know. You're telling people to wait 5 additional days. I remember when that GCB issue happened, where people were seeing account balances that did not belong to them. How many hours did it take them to solve? You are telling me to wait 5 days. And it's because you are not licensed. They can't even hold them. Because people did not even accept that nonsense from GT at the time.
Yes.
People insisted that they need to see a balance immediately. But when it comes to CBEX, a part of you knows that this is not a licensed entity. This is not an entity with... Exactly. So you are still like, let me not hold them accountable too much. So that's...
Was there like, I have like real questions, because when I was checking out this thing, did they have like a real app? Because I keep seeing like they had like a dashboard. So was it a web app or like a real app that they downloaded from Play Store or App Store?
I wouldn't know. I saw that it's app. I can see the CBEX web app, but I've not really checked. I think I should see maybe there's something on App Store.
The reason I was asking this is because I know that when you try to do anything around crypto or digital money lending, the App Store, Play Store, I don't know about App Store, but Play Store definitely flags it and say, oh, you need to show that you've gotten license from the...
Exactly. I know App Store does that because it kind of... Mine was into like gaming, fantasy, football, and all of that. They asked for a license.
And I'm not going to lie to you. I've even had clients that will come here and say, because there's a way they now take a back route to this. They will try to no objection letter. So they'll come and meet you. I've had like 2 or 3 people come to meet me. Can you help us do this? To say that, oh, we're not carrying out. Okay, this one, there were some that were valid points anyways, that we're not doing crypto in the real sense. What we are doing is different, but it was flagged by. So we just need a no objection letter from SEC to say that, oh, look, we're not doing this thing and we don't need the license. That's good. But there are some that now come to me with a different angle, like, oh, we just need a letter from a lawyer validly saying that. Like, it always just sounds absurd. And I'm like, what's going on here? And it actually works for some of them.
I pity the lawyer that like, would go for that.
Would that be trouble? Because if you check, but for real, if you check on Play Store app, so you would actually see some apps that run crypto deals and don't have proper licensing.
Yeah.
So how did they get there? So that's another
thing. Also, thing of jurisdiction as well, because you get yourself upload your Nigerian license on the Play Store, and people from Kenya are downloading your app.
And you know that it's not only Nigerians that fell for this CBEX thing. Also, it's just that majority was from Nigeria, and then maybe like 12% from Kenya, from what I saw. Interesting. Okay.
No, average Nigerian believes that they have incredible luck, and I think that that was what motivated them. Most people that I've spoken about when it comes to to Ponzi schemes, they usually think they can get theirs and leave quickly, and then unfortunately they end up being caught up. It's a very, very sad thing.
But that's actually a true thing. Some people actually cash out and then they now inform more people and recruit more people and continue the pyramid scheme.
Exactly. So
there's a part I want us to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
There was someone also came on X said we should blame the regulators for this. It was very specific. Like, what is EFCC and SEC doing?
Do you have the tweet? I would love for you to read it.
I wish I kept it. I don't know. I don't have it.
Try to recall.
Okay, so, and then I saw another thing where an EFCC spokesperson came out and said, we promised Nigerians will get their money. And I'm like, okay, interesting. Sorry, how do they intend to do this? They said they are going to work with, they are already working with Interpol to make sure that this is done.
The EFCC and I'm like, promised. Oh, interesting.
EFCC on Channels News. And I'm like, okay, interesting. Then SEC DG came and said, we cannot recover. He was even specific. We cannot, and I'm saying yes, sorry. We cannot recover the lost 1.3 trillion naira. He just came and admitted it, that there's no way they can get it. But you know, the EFCC spokesperson is saying on another end that they are going to retrieve the money and they're working with Interpol to see how they can get the money. And I'm just thinking, what What do Nigerians believe in this end? Can they actually get the money? I don't think it is realistic.
So if they have, now the thing is, we don't know what devices the EFCC has or what their plans is. It's a very bold statement for you to come out and say, we promise you, you're going to get your money back. It means they're very intentional about it. I've not seen any situation where they've actually been able to get everyone's money back from like a pyramid scheme. They are set up so you can trace them. But the AFCC, let's take their
CBEX had physical offices. They had like, in some sense, staff. And I'm seeing some things about, you know, people from ST Technologies that were even talking on some platforms and their videos and, you know, basically things to capture their faces and all. So maybe, right,
it's they are going to try. Because they have physical presence. But it's also, you know, a lot of people will say, oh, we are just agents, we are just employees.
People are looking for jobs so desperately these days. They don't even understand what the company is about. They just want a job. So it's possible that the people that were working for CBEX don't even have a clear understanding. Anyways, I don't know how that's going to play out, but let's see how it goes. Okay, so back to the fair question. Is it right that we hold SEC, Securities and Exchange Commission, for some of these things that have happened? All right. Also because, you know, under the Investment and Securities Act, the SEC has a function, duty, to sort of like prevent and sanction unauthorized and illegal dealings in securities and investment schemes. And in the act, it went further to define what Ponzi schemes would be.
Mm-hmm.
Prohibited, it would include things commonly known as Ponzi or pyramid schemes, which would mean investment schemes that pays existing contributors with funds collected from new contributors. That's like the pyramid thing and referral thing to the persons we may to the scheme promising high returns with little or no risk. So the act has clearly defined these things and said, okay, look, SEC function sort of like try to prevent these things and sanction unauthorized and illegal dealings, right? So do we now see where was SEC when people were setting up their offices? Where was SEC when? Can we, in the short term, can we actually blame SEC for these things? Also because the act has now said, oh, you have the function to in some way prevent and sanction these dealings. But how does SEC actually have...
Carry the liabilities is a reach. Carry the liabilities of, let's say, allegedly almost ₦1 trillion is a reach for it to stay for STC. I do agree that they have a responsibility to monitor the investment opportunities that are going on in the space to be sure that even if they are not... they are not licensed by this by the SEC. They have the obligation to, you know, monitor and see who is doing what and be able to penalize them and maybe force them or make a request to them that you cannot operate in this space without licensing. That's their obligation. And they did fail on that obligation. And I'm sure that they failed on that in many other regards because I do still see a lot of, you know, security trading platforms. Security asset purchase, security investment platforms that, you know, they are not licensed and they need to do a lot more in terms of monitoring the space to see what is in the market for Nigerians. But I don't think that the liability of this thing of almost a trillion naira, if we're going with what, you know, the online reports are saying, should fall on the SEC. I think now there's an obligation on the SEC to make sure that they work with maybe the EFCC or whichever body they need to, the CAC as well, as much as we're not blaming them. Someone is doing business in your company, Nigerians, they have a physical address, you know, and, you know, you're not monitoring to ensure that they've been duly registered. Who signed the lease for the offices in Ibadan and Lagos? I don't know if you get what I mean. It's not just 100%. It's not just one agency that will say, oh, we're going to take responsibility. And as much as I appreciate the fact that the EFCC has stepped up, I think it's something that everybody needs to see as a big issue and the agencies need to come together and put their resources together to be able to get to the bottom of this. I don't think this should be let slide and treated like the other Ponzi schemes, because it's just going to come in another 3 years and rebrand.
Yeah.
And Nigerians are
3 months. In months, there are so many that we didn't hear about. Someone that listed on Twitter, and I'm just like, these things are happening really in months. It's going to come back again. So there's also the part of saying that, you know, it's hard to trace crypto flows and your full recovery is most likely impossible. But again, you've spoken about, you know, there were physical presence, they had people that signed leases, you know, all of those things. Maybe from there we can cough out a bit or track all these people, and maybe EFCC's interactions with Interpol will make us apprehend these people, and let's see what that leads to.
Something.
Also, I think that we as citizens also have like a responsibility in terms of whistleblowing. I know that I don't know if it's on the SEC website now, but there's a way you can report any suspicious transaction or investment or things that just look like Ponzi schemes. But I know that somebody also came on X and said he had in fact reported this thing to SEC. I can't remember where. And you know, investigations work on that. Like, they don't come and just announce immediately. They have to do a bit of investigations. But then he was complaining that days went and he didn't hear back from them. So, but I want to believe that they were actually investigating to get the root cause before coming out to give a statement or whatnot, right? So, but my point is, if you see something looking off, if you see something, because to be honest, SEC and EFC cannot flag everything. They can't check everything. So that's why we need people to come out and, you know, speak about these things, report. So, you know, immediately they cite something, just start speaking about it so that so many people don't fall victim of this. In your own capacity, also check, is this platform licensed? Is this company, are they licensed to carry out the core services that they are claiming to be able to do? Just check about these things. Don't just jump into it and say, oh, this looks good.
In terms of reporting, right? I think the Financial Intelligence Unit, the NFIU, is like a proper tool that you can use. I know they have a proper reporting process. So I think that's a tool that, you know, Nigerians can use when you see anything going on. And I understand the person that said they reported to the SEC and they didn't get a quick response. It's not common that these people respond quickly, but I think the general disposition about the NFIU is that they are moderately quick to respond to these things. So I think that's something that we can explore. So
okay, I mean, this was a very interesting conversation. It was, I enjoyed. I hope that, you know, this doesn't come up again, but I highly doubt
that doesn't express that. Although we've, you know, made a lot of criticisms of both the company and the people that invested, it's important for us to be empathetic. It's last year, 2024 and 2025 has been one of the most difficult periods for Nigerians in terms of the economy. And more people would have been motivated to consider something that they didn't want to. So I understand the motivation behind it. And it's very easy to be on the outside and say, oh, but these were the indicators, this, that, and the other. Exactly. So it's important for us to also say a big contributing factor was, you know, the difficulty in the company, in the country, in terms of like
country at the moment.
I think that's,
I mean, yes, I think I agree with you on that end.
All in all, I think this was a great conversation. Thanks everyone for tuning into Coins and Combos. Make sure you follow all our social media platforms and stay tuned for our next episode. Bye.